Welcome to Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding in Pe'ah Daf Samech Dalet in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shvi, in the middle of Aloch Hey. In the previous Daf, the Mishnah spoke about Kerem Revai, a vineyard that got to its fourth year after 3 years of Orlo. What din does it have? So the Mishnah said that Beit Shammai say, the Kerem Revai doesn't have the same Gdusha like Ma'is Hasheni. Ma'is Hasheni, when you redeem it, you have to add a Chaimish, and there's a time of Biur when you have to eat it, when you have to finish it. By net a Kerem Revai, you don't have this din. But Kerem Revai, there's no Chaimish and there's no beer. So in the beginning of the Gemara brought Shitas Rebbe. Rebbe said that Beit Shammai said it only in the year of Shemitah. In the year of Shemitah, there's no Ma'is Hasheni. There's also no Kerem Revai. And therefore, there's no halachas, these specific halachas that belong to Ma'is Hasheni do not apply to Kerem Revai in the year of Shemitah. And the Gemara said, but there is Gedusha. There is still Gedusha to these fruits. Where do we learn the Gdusha from? We learn it from Bikurim. And as we complete the previous daf, we learned the Beit Shammai learn every single year except Shemitah. They learn Kerem Revai from Ma'is Hasheni. The year of Shemitah, they learn it from Bikurim. Now the Gemara Samech Dalet brings the Shita of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel that argues on Rebbe. Tani Rav Shimon ben Gamliel loimer Echot Shvi'is ve'echot Shar Shnei Shavuot. There's no difference between Shemitah and any other year. Beit Shammai oimrim ein loy chaimish ve'ein loy biur. That Kerem Revai, the fourth year of a vineyard, does not have a din of Ma'is Hasheni in any year. There's no chaimish and there's no beer. Says the Gemara, al daite that din tanyo loy lomdu neta revai b'Ma'is Hasheni kol ikar. According to this man, the Amar, he didn't learn. Gemara calls it here neta revai. They're referring here to the vineyard. We did not learn this from Ma'is Hasheni at all. You don't learn from Ma'is Hasheni. So says the Gemara, me'ato aliyu l'gdusho. So very similar to what the Gemara asked in the previous daf regarding Shemitah. According to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, we're asking for every year of the cycle. If there's no din of Ma'is Hasheni, so why there's gdusha at all to the fruits of the fourth year? Says the Gemara, gdusha so me'il of lamdu, you learned it on its own from the pasuk kodesh hilulim. That's the pasuk refers to Kerem Revai. Hareu ke kodesh shekorim olov esahalel. It's like kodesh you say halal, it meaning referring to bikurim. Similar to what we said in previous daf. That according to Rebbe, you learned it only by Shemitah from Bikurim. According to Shimon Gamliel, every single year of the cycle, the Gedusha that you have for Kerem Revai is learned from Bikurim. Bikurim that we say on it, Shiras Tish Bachos, we say a special tefillah on Bikurim, the tefillah of Arami Avidavi, and that's why it's called Hilulim, Lashon Halal, and we're learning Kerem Revai from Bikurim for every single year of the cycle. And the Gemara continues with the same discussion we had in the previous daf. V'yem mutar lo'inin. According to this, if it doesn't have a Gdusha Ma'is Hasheni, only a Gdusha Bikurim, so an Oinin, someone who Aleinu had a mace, and the first day when the mace died, he should be allowed to eat the Kerem Revai the same way you're allowed to eat Bikurim. Says more Tani, and we're missing here the word Kodesh, it's called Kodesh in the Pasuk, Magid Shu Osur Le'Oinin. That teaches you that an Oinin cannot eat it like any other Kodesh item. V'yechaya Bibiur. So if so, it should be burned in the end of the year, like Bikurim has a certain time when it needs to be finished. Begin there of Shimon, poite bebiur. We're going according to Shimon, the old that Bikurim, there's no biur in Bikurim. V'ipande b'mechubar l'karka. And similar to the previous daf, the Gemara concludes with a question. If it is like Bikurim, you should be able to redeem it when it's connected to the ground, and not only when you detach it from the ground, like Bikurim, which has Gdusha, already it's connected to the ground. If it has already the Gdusha, the redemption should work already when it's connected to the ground. And this, the Gemara stays with a question. Continues the Gemara and says, Rav Zeir Rabbi Kamei Rav Avo. Rav Zeir asked, Minayin shu toun pidyon. How do we know that you could redeem Ma'is Hasheni? You're saying the Ma'is Hasheni has Gdusha. That we learn from Bikurim. But how do you know that there's a redemption to it? That you could go and exchange it for money? Says the Gemara, Kodesh Hilulim, Yudarshin, instead of Kodesh Hilulim, Lashon Halel, Kodesh Hilulim, Lashon Hilul, that you could exchange it for money, to Mechalel the fruits on money. Says the Gemara, Misnamim Rabbonon ben Hei Lecheis. Rabbonon, many times, exchange the letter Hei for the letter Ches. So if it says the word with the word Hilulim, you can change the Hei to be Ches, and it will be read Hilulim. So the more Tani Rav Aivu Bar Nagre Kamei Rav Loi. So Rav Aivu said for Rav Loi, the Rabbi Shmuel, a brisa for Rabbi Shmuel, quoting the pasuk that is mentioned regarding Ma'is Hasheni.
In God, Yigal Ish V'Maiser, a person redeems his Maiser. Chemishiso Yosef Olof, he adds to it on it a fifth, which we said before, it's 25% of what it is right now, which turns to be a fifth after. Prat Lenetta Revai She'ein Chayavim Alav Chemish. Meaning, we learn you like Pichamai, that when you redeem Kerem Revai, you do not have to add a Chemish. V'chozo V'tana Kamoi, and then Rabbi Aivu said another Braiso like Besilel. Shtei Geulois Hem, there's two Geulois. Go'ol Yigal is a double Lashon. Achas the Ma'aseh Sheni, v'achas the Neta Revai. One for Ma'aseh Sheni, and one for the plant of Revai, of a fourth year, that the same way Ma'aseh Sheni needs to add a Chemish, also by Neta Revai, you also have to add a Chemish. Says the Gemara, Tamon Tanina, we learned over there, Abu Doimer en Lenochri Kerem Revai. By a Goy, there's no Kerem Revai. Meaning a Goy who owns a field, by him you don't have the Gdusha of Kerem Revai, as we'll see in a moment. Even a Goy has a Gdusha of Kerem Revai. So the Gemara goes and explains, Omar Belozer, Kenim Mastiso, the explanation of the Braisa is, En Lenochim Kerem Revai, and we're adding here the Lashon that the Chaim brings in the Girso, Besurya Kol Ikur. There's no Kerem Revai, only in Surya, in Syria, which is not Mamash Eretz Yisrael. It's land that was conquered by David HaMelech, and it was annexed to Eretz Yisrael. This land doesn't have Gdusha's Eretz Yisrael. Only Chachomin came and gave some requirements over there. So a Jew who owns a land in Surya does have to keep Kerem Revai midirabbanon, not because of the rice, not because a biblical obligation. By a Goy, Rabbanon did not require that. So that's why by a Goy, you don't have Kerem Revai. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Omar Kumei Rab Zeiro B'Shem Rab Lazar. So Rabbi said in front of Rab Zeiro, and we're daf Samech Dal Amud Beis, Hased Rav Yudo Kebet Shammai. Rab Yudo that says that there's no Kerem Revai in Surya for a Goy, that goes like a Bet Shammai. Which Bet Shammai? We learned two Shitas in Bet Shammai. Al Daite the Rabbi, the way Rabbi learned Bet Shammai. And the Gemara explains, Kemoy de Bet Shammai Amri Lerlon Duneta Revai Ele Maiseh Sheni. According to Rabbi, you learn Neta Revai from Ma'aseh Sheni. That was the difference between Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel says, Bet Shammai do not learn Neta Revai from Ma'aseh Sheni at all. They learn it from Bikurim, and that's it. According to Rebbe, you do learn from Ma'aseh Sheni. And you learn Ma'aseh Sheni throughout every year, except Shemitah. Shemitah, there's no Ma'aseh Sheni, so therefore then, Neta Revai does not learn from Ma'aseh Sheni. So if you learn Neta Revai from Ma'aseh Sheni, Kemoy de Tamer ain Ma'aseh Sheni b'shvis, the same way you say there's no Ma'aseh Sheni in Shemitah, come and say Neta Revai b'shvis, that's what Rabbi says. So Yemela says the Gemara, Ken Rabbi Yudoyim, that's what Rabbi says the same thing. Loilam du Neta Revai ele Ma'aseh Sheni, you learn Neta Revai from Ma'aseh Sheni. Kemoy de Tamer ain Ma'aseh Sheni b'Surya, the same way you say the Rabbana were not Goyza Ma'aseh Sheni in Surya, come and say Neta Revai b'Surya. So also they're not Goyza to have Neta Revai b'Surya by a Goy. So meaning, if you're learning the Kedusha of Kerem Revai from Ma'aseh Sheni, so you apply all the halachas of Ma'aseh Sheni to Kerem Revai. Rabbi explains in the Shita of Bet Shammai that they learn Kerem Revai from Ma'aseh Sheni, and therefore that's the reason the Kerem Revai is not on Shemitah. So they will say also there's no Kerem Revai in Chutz La'aretz for a Goy. Omar Lehi, so he answered, Rabbi Zeiro answered, that it's not exactly the same Shita. Chami ma omar loy omar ein lo chaimish ein lo biur hashar kol dvarim yeshlo. If you look again at what Rebbe, the way Rebbe explained Bet Shammai, it's not that when you come to Shemitah, so Kerem Revai has no gdusha at all. It does have gdusha. She doesn't have the gdusha of chaimish and biur, but other gdushas it does have. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, when he says that in Surya, you don't have the Gdusha of Kerem Revai by a Goy, means there's no Gdusha at all. It's completely chulin. That's different than how Bet Shammai treated it on Shemitah. And that's what the Gemara concludes. If you don't hear, Ein Lenochri Kerem Revai, and we add here the Hagor of the Vilna Goyin, Besurya Kol Ikar. There's nothing at all. That's a Yudas Shita, not like Bet Shammai on Shemitah. Says the Gemara, Shmuel Bar Abba Boy. Shmuel Bar Abba had a question. Ha Bet Shammai Oimim Lo Lomdu Neta Revai, Elu Maisa Sheni. So according to Rabbi, we learned the Neta Revai is learned from Ma'aseh Sheni. Kemoy de Temei Ma'aseh Sheni b'Shvis Tegavastoy Neta Revai b'Shvis. So the same we say there's no Ma'aseh Sheni in Shemitah, that's why there's no Neta Revai in Shemitah. V'Tegavastoy, so according to this, Shlishis v'Shishis Hu'il Ve'im Be'em Ma'aseh Sheni Lo Yabem Neta Revai. So according to this also, in the third and sixth year of the cycle of Shemitah, there should also not be Neter Revai. Meaning like this, when we have the cycle of Shemitah, the 7 years of Shemitah, on Shemitah, there's no Trumas and Maisers at all. But the first 6 years, you have every year Truma and Maiser Rishon. Truma is what you give the Kohen, Maiser Rishon is what you usually give the Levi. Then there's two other Maisers that are divided between the years. Maiser Sheni is given in year 1, 2, 4, and 5 of Shemitah. And then in year 3 and 6, instead of giving Maiser Sheni, 10% that you have to go and eat in Yerushalayim, you give Maiser Ani, which goes to the poor. So it comes out, the Maaseh Sheni is not every year. Maaseh Sheni is only 4 years out of the 6 years in a Shemitah cycle. Because it's in year 1, 2, 4, and 5. So the Gemara asks, if you're learning Neter Revai from Maaseh Sheni, and you say, whenever there's no Maaseh Sheni, there's no Neter Revai. So if there's no Maaseh Sheni in year 3 and year 6, there's also should not be Neter Revai in year 3 and year 6. And now we didn't mention, we just said there's no Neter Revai on Shemitah year. But every other year there is Neter Revai. Why is that so? Answers the Gemara Omer Rabbi Yosi, Shlishis v'shishis, afal pi she'ein be'em ma'aseh sheni. The third and sixth year, even though there's no ma'aseh sheni, yesh be'em ma'aseh ani. There is a ma'aseh ani. Shvis en ma'aseh kol ikur. Well, Shemitah has no ma'aseh at all. Meaning, Shemitah has no ma'aseh at all. It's completely disqualified from ma'aseh. Because at Shemitah, it's a year of Kedusha, that there's no other Kedushas, no other matras. So you mainly, the same way there's no Maaseh Sheni or any other Maaseh, there's no Neter Revai. But in year 3 and 6 of the cycle, there is Maaseh. And instead of Maaseh Sheni, you have Maaseh Ani. So meaning what the Gemara is telling us, Maaseh Ani is in lieu of Maaseh Sheni. It's not that you don't have Maaseh Sheni, you have nothing at all. You have something which replaces Maaseh Sheni, and that's the Maaseh Tadani. So some Maaseh you have. And therefore, when I'm learning Neter Revai is comparable to Maaseh Sheni, I'm learning that Neter Revai is comparable to a Maaseh. Any year that there is a Maaser, either Maaser Sheni or Maaser Ani, so then you give Keren Revai. In the year you don't have Maaser Sheni or Maaser Ani at all, like Shemitah, then you don't give Keren Revai. That's the comparison according to what the Gemara is saying right now. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Peyo Dav Samech Dalet.